812 Galesburg's morning news. Thanks
maybe
for being with
maybe
us.
Maybe I won't
this morning.
Be a broom guy.
Yeah. Well, different kind of broom guy. I think Randy needs somebody to sweep around the fire department. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. But great vacuum guy.
813 Galesburg's morning news. New hire orientation. Tom Aerith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher. And we welcome in Galesburg Fire Chief Randy Hovind. Chief, good morning. How are you today?
Tom, Tyler, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Very
this
good.
Fine, rainy morning.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so you you had a little vacation time in a warmer climates, and you come back to this.
I brought it back with me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 70 and sunny, and I thought, why? I want to see some rain.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't? And
well,
we're hoping.
I hope no one holds that against
we're hoping for a little snow this morning, too. There's a chance of that, too.
Don't
why not, right?
Talk
oh,
way.
I know. It's crazy. All right. Well, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about getting some applicants in for becoming a firefighter here in the city of Galesburg, and it's just so strange what's happened that not nearly as many people are applying, but new hire orientation is now coming up. Talk about what's going on.
Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Public Safety Building in our Emergency Operations Center, we are going to have a new hire firefighter orientation. Basically, we're just going to talk about the process of becoming a firefighter, talk about the job a little bit, so any individuals that want to hopefully come and test in October, or excuse me, September, will be familiarized with the position. And I think we talked a few weeks ago, you know, back when I got on in the 90s when I tested, we'd have up to 120 candidates, and this last time around we only had, I think, 46.
Wow.
So, it's not just the fire service. I mean, it's a national trend. You're seeing, you know, whatever the reason. So, but we're hoping to get more individuals interested and have a good turnout for our testing in September.
Well, and this is a perfect opportunity to find out what it's about. What, you know, what does being a Galesburg firefighter entail? And you're going to tell them everything.
There's actually going to be several of us doing that because no one wants to just listen to me talk all day long.
Oh, we love it. We can let you take
you,
care of the rest
really
of the show.
You're really struggling for stuff to do if you're listening, listen to me. But, we're going to, you know, I can't imagine myself doing another job. I'm going to bring it up tonight. We test every 2 years, and I know you guys know Brad Stevenson and Ty Peterson, two of my close friends who've since retired and are enjoying their retirement. Had talked me into testing. I mean, and I never was on my radar. I graduated from Bradley in 1992, and they had talked about the fire service, how much they love the job. I tested three times to get on, so I don't know if that's determination or just not that smart, but at any rate, I didn't get on until 1999, so I can't picture myself doing another job. It's a great career. It's a great job. It's never the same thing every day. And so hopefully we can get some young people in here and carry on, you know.
Well, and one of the neat things about it is you mentioned you were already friends with Todd and Brad ahead of time, but when you get into a service like that, you also becomes a brotherhood with everybody you're working with. I mean, it's a family.
It you know, and that's I say that to the young people that we talk to and then during orientations, and we go out to speak at the high school or the colleges. It really is a family. I mean, you spend 24 hours in a station, and sometimes, you know, currently we've had people working 48 hours and 72 hours just under our current situation. So you spend all day with these. I mean, and it's. There's no other job where you come in the morning at 7:30 and Tyler over there talking about wanting to be a broom guy. And, you know, we could use a good – I mean, you – come on in. Let's see if you can sweep a mean broom.
I'm a mean sweeper.
You need a long handle, though. He's 6'6".
You live at the station. I mean, you come in at 20 in the morning at 7:30 and, you know, you're doing your truck checks and you're talking about what's going on through the day. The station is your home for 24 hours. We have to eat there. We sleep there. Hopefully, you know, it depends on the calls that come in. But I think that you spend your time, your whole day with these people. And so the thing about the job that I like the most, and even though I always joke around and say I'm not a real firefighter anymore because I push paper and work behind a desk and don't get to do the job on in the front line anymore as much – is every day is different. You never come in. You're not making widgets. You're not, every single day is different. You never know what's going to happen. So, and I don't know of any other service jobs other than being in law enforcement or you know, ambulance service or stuff like that, where you're actually helping. You know, you do something. You go out. You're seeing people at their worst moments, and you're helping these people out. And it really is satisfying to go home at the end of the day and know that, you know, you've helped. And again, it's not just fighting fires. I mean, we do – I mean, EMS is the bulk of our calls. We do service calls. We do what's called invalid assists, where maybe someone needs help, you know, just they've fallen at home or something like that. So we go out and we do inspections, you know, safety inspections. We do all kinds of things like that. We talk, you know, we get to do the fire prevention month. We call it month. It used to be week during in October, but it takes a month. So there's a variety of things that we do that, that the public doesn't really know about, maybe, and people are looking at thinking, well, we're just fighting fires every day, you know, and that's just a portion of the job. I mean, that is the hardest part, and probably, you know, the dangerous part of the job. But
which fortunately, that is not an everyday thing. That there's not a big. I mean, there might be a fire, but not a big fire, a dangerous fire to fight. I mean, they're all dangerous, but it's fortunate that, you know, that's all the fire prevention stuff and fire week and inspections and things like that help prevent.
We're
a lot of
probably
this stuff.
The only field that's trying to put ourselves out of a job.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And the trend has been downward as far as, you know, fires yearly. I don't have those numbers in front of me, and again, it fluctuates. Some years they'll come up. There's really no determination why it does that. You know, here we had two firefighters receive awards from the state here several years ago for a save we had over on North Broad Street. And that's, you know, that's a very satisfying thing when you can do that. Again, we just had a group of firefighters that are going down to Springfield in May to receive awards for an ice rescue we performed last year. Wow. There's another one. I mean, we train on that every year. Every year when we have the ice, we put on the ice rescue suits, we go out there, we break into the ice, and then here you have something that happens, and they work as a team and save an individual that had been in the middle of Lake Story. And so you know, that's great stuff. I mean, it makes you feel really good about the job that you do.
You might go in thinking, "What are the chances?" Well, that's one time, and you're trained to do the job, and
that's why
successful.
We do that. You train, so when that thing happens, you're ready to go and you're ready to do it.
Randy Hovind, Galesburg Fire Chief, joining us here this morning. New hire orientation coming up this evening. What, to 6 o'clock?
It's 6 o'clock tonight.
The public safety building.
Yep, I'll just kind of talk about a few things, just so anybody out there that's listening and wants to come, or you know someone that wants to come, and just come and listen. Some of the things we're changing is we're gonna test on September 17th, so that'll be out the training site, and we'll talk about that tonight. There's a written test on the same day, and there's interviews, an interview process. There is a physical agility portion to the test. And I don't want to go through the entire, you know, we could talk for a long time on this. So, but one of the things that we're going to do differently this time, we tried to do it in 2020, right in the middle of COVID. And, of course, that didn't work out great, is I'm going to give individuals a chance to go out and run through the test. So you know what you're going to do. You'll put on a Scott pack. You know, you'll put the mask on. You're not going to go on air, but there's an obstacle course that you have to go through, and it's timed. You come out there as many times as you want. Let us know that you want to do it. We're also going to hold study groups each month, maybe twice a month, for individuals to see what's on the written test. It's not a real hard test, but there's some things that maybe you're not expecting to see on there. So we're going to do that. I will talk to individuals one-on-one if they want to come in and just talk to me, you know, about the fire service and about what to expect for this. So I really want people to – it's again, I keep saying it. It is a great job. I mean, it's
– and great benefits and, like you said, the brotherhood and everything. Well, and Tyler, I was wondering this when he was talking about the physical training. If there was, like, sitting and standing – I'm good.
I'll see what
especially
I can do.
With the sitting
I'll see
part.
What I can do.
Well, I'm just curious to what kind of restrictions there are. I mean, is there like an age limit? Is there?
Well, you can't. So you have to be 21 at the date of your appointment. You can be 20 to test. So, but I even invite anyone that's 18 that wants to come out and go, you can't test at 18, but if you want to come out and run the course, you know, and then talk to me about maybe some of the things that you need to do. And then the age, the cap is 35.
So. I'm out.
No.
Oh, God. Darn. I can't. You look like, I mean, you look like you were 34 and three quarters.
What am I going to do with all these brooms?
Yeah.
You look like you would have been good in, I don't know, 1982.
I got on at 32. I test, like I said, I tested three times. So, yeah. Driver's license, you have to have a high school diploma or GED. Again, there is a physical portion to the test. There is a run involved, but these are things that if you, and a ladder climb, but again, you want to come out and run through this, you know, we'll prepare you for, I'll help, we'll, my crew will prepare you for the orientation day. There's some things that we do give out preference points. You get 5 points and these are not cumulative, but, you get 5 points for military experience. There's 5 points for education. If you have an associate's degree in fire science or EMS services from a accredited junior college or a bachelor's degree in any field, there's 5 points. You get 5 points if you're an EMT or you've taken, you know, you're certified as an EMT. Something we are adding in is if you are a resident of Galesburg. One of the reasons we're doing this is we're seeing, you know, one of the things we're working on is diversification. And it's across the nation. You know, it's been something that's been the focus of the fire service and the IAFF, which is the International Association of Firefighters. It's the union. So it has helped in other communities to help diversify departments. So, you know, maybe help someone that hasn't had the opportunities that someone else has had. But there's 5 points right there. If you're a resident of Galesburg, you get, you know, it puts you on even par with everybody else. So, and again, anybody that wants, and then, like you said, there's great benefits to the job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, so there's a great benefit package to the job. And anybody that wants to come in and talk to me, I'll talk to you one-on-one about it. So, or anything. I mean, I always tell young people, if you just want to come in and talk about, you know, whatever,
they should get to talk to Todd about how great retirement is, too, once you're done.
It fits him well.
It does. Yeah. It really does. I saw
he smiles a lot when I see him.
Yes. He was smiling washing his car or his truck the other day when I saw him. So, yeah. Randy Hovind, Galesburg Fire Chief. Again, the new hire orientation. So anybody interested, or if you know somebody interested, maybe you got a child still in the house thinking about doing something, they're not sure what they want to do, at least come listen.
It's not mandatory that you come tonight.
Right.
So, we're just going to talk about, again, the testing process, what to expect, talk about the job itself. But again, like I said, if you can't make it tonight and you still want to come in and talk to me, just give us a call and come on in and set up an appointment and I'll talk with you.
So come in, enter on the front.
It's at the public safety building, so you'll see the signs outside.
Okay.
You just come on in, and you'll be guided down to the emergency operations center. We get more people than, I mean, I think it holds 40-some people. Hopefully we get a big turnout. If it gets too big, we can just walk up into the apparatus.
So you don't want to make a fire hazard. Somebody might be informed about that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We'll try to avoid that if we can.
Galesburg Fire Chief Randy Hovind joining us. Again, a great career. And just if you're thinking about it, you're not sure what you want to do, or if something you've maybe thought about, here's your opportunity to find out more information on being a firefighter here in the city of Galesburg. The new hire orientation tonight at 6 o'clock at the Public Safety Building. Randy, anything else we need to know about tonight or anything else going on with the fire department?
No. You know, like you just said before we were on the radio, I'm just glad to talk about something other than COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe you can get training on the next pandemic that you'll get to come on the radio for 8 weeks.
And that's enough. And I was almost ready to hire you.
Darn! Oh, man. Well, I can, if it's a stepladder, two-step stepladder, I can climb that with help. With help.
With a harness.
With a harness. Exactly. Exactly. All right. So, again, the new hire orientation tonight. And please, if you're interested, you know somebody might be interested, and can just really find out about what it's like to be a firefighter.
Hope we see a great turnout tonight.
Randy, Galesburg Fire Chief Randy Hovind. Chief, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You guys have a fantastic day. Hopefully the sun will pop out here pretty soon.